This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. In a week's time at KLPAC, two performing arts organizations, Tampak Dara Enterprise and Actor Studio Seni Theatre Rakyat, will be staging a tribute to the late Dato' Syed Alwi, playwright, actor, and a national laureate. In 2002, he received the Anugerah Seni Negara. Dato' Syed Alwi was born on March 29, 1930, in Pondok Tajung, Perak, a little over 20 kilometres north of Taiping. And on December 1st, 2008, he passed away at his home in Sungai Serai, Kuang. He was 78 years old. And with me are Farida Amerikan, the producer and the face of Actor Studio Seni Theatre Rakyat, and the director of the tribute production, Dr. Rosdin Subo, who acted in One, Two, Jaga. Welcome.
Thank you, Sun Heng.
Yeah, thank you.
What prompted the timing of this tribute? It was done a few years ago, and now in 2018. Why?
Because before this, the theatre done in Cultural Centre, Ministry of Malaya. And I want to enhance the issues. I want to enhance the theme of this theatre to everyone, which is I choose KLPAC very, very good place to do this theatre, to explain to everyone, and then to give my message to more audience. Actually, that's my purpose. Actually,
I suspect then when you did it in experimental theatre in UM, it was very much confined to the students. Now you want to have a public performance to involve the larger community outside the university walls.
Yes, of course. Of course. So I think KLPAC is very, very international place to get more audience to see my performance. So I think this message is very, very good, very, very pure to see, to watch this performance. So I hope more audience come to see the performance. Yeah,
I was an audience member when Rosdin did it. How many years ago, Rosdin?
Just 2 years, yeah.
I was an audience member, and I was very touched by the manner in which Rosdin presented Syed Alwi and the three selected plays, because I have never seen it being done in this way.
But you have performed in his works.
Yes, but I have never seen it being performed in this way, like he did at University Malaya, which is like...
Let's talk about that in the second half of this interview. Okay. Farida, because you have performed with him and for him, what's your personal relationship with this man? What do you know about this man that we don't know?
Oh my God, so much and too much, and a lot of it cannot be told to the public. But I have known Syed from the time I was a young person who just came to Kuala Lumpur from Penang. I joined Radio Malaysia, and Syed was one of the icons of Radio Malaysia at that time. He was the program director for radio. And in those days, the people who were in radio were the who's who. People like John Machado and Leslie Dawson and Rahim Razali and Syed Alwi was one of them. And I must consider myself very, very fortunate to have had the pleasure of knowing Syed and knowing his life and knowing his loves and knowing so much about Syed, and also totally besotted. I was totally taken in by the knowledge this man has, and the intelligence and whatever it was that he gathered when he studied overseas and he brought back, and he talked, and he was not a selfish person. He talked and he discussed and he presented all these knowledge that he had to us. We were all about 10 years younger than him, and it was better than going to a university and learning 3 years for a degree program.
Did he teach you in English? Was the communication in English or in Malay then?
It was mainly in English because in those days, people spoke more English than Malay. Even though, tapi it was all a mixture of Malay and English. And there's another person I forgot to mention early on, and that was K. Das. K. Das, who is the father of Joko Kedas, was also part of this wonderful people. And the other thing that Syed brought us together, the way he brought us together, is he brought us to his home. He brought us to his house.
So the discussion wasn't just in RTM?
No. Not in RTM at all, actually. Mainly at his house. And he would cook for us. And he is a very proud Perak man who was so proud of his mother's cooking. His mother was staying with him. He was so proud of his mother's cooking and how he would talk nonstop of the kind of dishes his mother would cook. I mean, can you imagine? What a treat it was. We ate, we of course drank, and we gambled. Yes, Syed Alwi taught us how to gamble. We'd play mahjong, and we'd play poker, and we'd eat and drink and laugh and talk. He'd talk and we would listen. I was totally taken in by the knowledge of this man.
One thing that has been said about his place, I don't know if whether his cooking appears, the food appears in his place, that his place are essentially his Malayness. What is meant by that?
Malayness. Malayness means in Malay, it means jati diri. Kemelayuan. So, this appear in his text is play actually Alang Tak Seribu, Going North, every Tok Perak. This is
how is it manifested? What do we see on the stage and we say, aha, that is
culture. It's the Malay culture that probably we have taken for granted. He just presented it so naturally. This Malay culture, especially in Alang Rentak Seribu and Tok Perak. Alang Rentak Seribu is a very simple story of a kampung man who pretends that he knows everything. Kan? And Tok Perak is the story of a medicine seller whom he grew up with. People who sold medicines by the riverside in Kuala Lumpur, for instance, a long time ago. And in the kampungs. And this Tok Perak fella, Sun Heng, is somebody who entices you and flirts with you. And people fall for his manner in which he speaks and sells his medicine.
You're talking about Syed Alwi or are you talking about Tok Perak?
I'm talking about Syed Alwi because Syed Alwi is Tok Perak. And Tok Perak is Syed Alwi, actually. He is very proud of that, the fact that he is Tok Perak.
In my research, I discovered that he was often called Tok Perak himself.
I suppose so, because of the closeness of he had with a play that he wrote and Tok Perak himself. And also, yes, in my days, he acted in that role of Tok Perak.
You talked about like his Malayness is manifested in his setting of stories in the kampung about people who we associate with, like, person who sells medicine, person who is in the kampung, who tries to
body's favors and so on, and does a lot of things, and is capable of talking, capable of convincing. There are people like that even until today, but there is some kind of believability in a person like Alang Rentak Seribu. And also, it is based on a real person.
Yeah, it is. I want to know from the Dr. Farida. Yeah. Because from my research, is Alang is the real person, right? In his kampung.
Yes, actually. There is a real person in his kampung. And at the time when it was performed in the 70s, we met this fella. Yes, we met him. Right now, I cannot tell you exactly what he looks like or whatever. He's just an ordinary kampung folk. But the wonderful thing about Syed is he is able to tell a story, reenact the role of that person, and become so entertaining as well.
Thematically, if you were to take all his works together, what would they say?
About Malay. It's all about Malay. So I think the important words that mentioned by Syed Alwi is not the language mencerminkan bangsa, but the budaya mencerminkan bangsa. So they change language to culture to budaya to bangsa. So that time the tagline is bahasa mencerminkan bangsa, jiwa bangsa, bahasa. He tried to change budaya jiwa bangsa. That's why Melayu is a bangsa. So budaya Melayu is a jiwa for the bangsa. Something like that.
So it's more than the language, it's the culture.
Yes.
See, if you know Syed Alwi, you would think this man is so educated and so international because he studied overseas.
Yeah, he went to the University of Minnesota. He also went to the London Film School.
His loves are the wonderful films of the world, the wonderful music of the world. And yet, deep down, he is a real Malay man, you know, who is not ashamed of his budaya, who's not ashamed of his culture, who's not ashamed of his race as well. He picks on the best parts of being a Malay and presents it to us. I can't remember whether any of his plays criticize, tapi criticizes in a fun way.
Loving way.
Loving way. You can laugh at it. You do not have to get angry about it. I don't know. Maybe Rosdin knows more because he's a researcher. Are there any plays of Syed Alwi where you are angry when you read it?
No, I don't think so. Because they try to portray the good side of Malay culture, and then the good side of the Malay characteristic, Malay person as a Perak man, and the good thing like Tok Perak. So they try to portray the real Malay who very like the medicine for sex, actually. So actually Malay,
Tongkat Ali,
yeah, it's true, actually.
Yeah, it's true, because the medicine seller is a very important person to your life. Like now you take Viagra, in those days, the medicine man will help you become a happy person. Not just for the man, but also for the woman.
I know you have lots to say, but we will have to hold because it's almost time. I'm speaking with Farida Amerikan and Rosdin Subo, both of whom have major responsibilities for an upcoming production, Theatre Yope, tribute to Datuk Syed Alwi, playwright and a national laureate. Farida has been telling a bit about her encounters with this man, and we have tried to place him as a theatre practitioner in our Malaysian theatre history. Coming up, we'll look more closely at the three plays that will be featured in this tribute next week. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. You're tuned to Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng with Farida Amerikan and Rosdin Subo. Farida is the producer of A Tribute to Datuk Syed Alwi, and Rosdin is the director. Before the station break, we were talking very much about this man and his works and his love for the common people who are the main characters in his play. If he were alive today, didn't die that long ago, 10 years ago, what kinds of plays would he be writing today?
I think he lives in two era, the realism part and the experimental or contemporary part. Because the Tok Perak is a contemporary, have two elements, realism and surrealism in that play. So I think if he's still alive here now. So maybe he tried to write more experimental text or theater. And then I just recovered that he have a bundle of work about script, a film script, about the theater script, but not published yet. So he passed to the close friend, which is Rohani, yeah, passed away. Rohani Yusof, and then passed to Encik Zakaria Arifin. So I will look at that works and then do exhibition about the all the works, the books, and then the maybe the personal.
Did he write in longhand or did he type?
Type with old typewriter. I don't know. Yeah, yeah.
How many of these works have you discovered?
I just do my research, so I want to show and then I want to search more actually, because I think I the new generation and I just meet him twice. Twice, so I just look at the character, look at how he spoke to me, and then I think he's very very loving person, and then
sometimes
but the way he talk, what I remember, the way he talk is like a Malay,
yeah,
style, even the language in English, yeah. That's the very very shock to me. Studied in
the
US.
Malay, the Malay is very strong.
The Malay very strong.
Yeah.
However, they use English language, but the dialect and the melody of the...
Especially very Perak style.
Yeah, very Perak style. Yeah. That's the very touch me. Oh, this is...
You have mentioned that he would do very experimental plays, but thematically, what would he be talking about? Looking at the plays that you'll be doing, we'll talk about them shortly, what does he say in his plays, or what is he exploring?
About the Malay culture, about the Malay characteristic. So I think for the experimental theatre, for experimental style of theatre, so it's like Tok Perak, for example. So Tok Perak is portrayed about the Malay, what Malay characteristic. It's like Malay always buy a medicine for sex, very, very, and then Malay love a woman, something like that. So have Malay actually always do jokes, sex jokes, something like that. So they portray the real...
Mencarut.
So they portray the real thing of Malay. So this is the root of Malay. They not portray to... everyone scared to portray that. And then everyone don't want to portray that. It's very shy, Malay. But they portray in the text. And then we become, oh, this is me. This is Malay. So I believe then this is my culture. So I'm very confident about my Malay, my culture actually. This is the impact.
Any connections to P. Ramlee's portrayal of Malays?
Perhaps, because they lived in the same era. But this is one man, Syed Alwi, who is not ashamed to be a Malay, a real Kampung Malay. He's, in fact, not ashamed is not the good way of saying it. He's very proud to be a Malay. But not the same kind of pride as what we sometimes encounter amongst the educated Malays, for instance, who do not understand the culture, but they have the pride. Whereas Syed understood the culture very, very deeply. I think he died before his time anyway. But if you say if he was alive today, what kind of theatre would he create? I don't think he will be taken in to follow the kind of writing that perhaps the people now are doing, that you cannot quite figure out, understand what is the purpose of their writing. With Syed, I believe we can understand. However, during his lifetime, even as early as the 70s, he was writing sometimes stuff that are rather abstract, because there was a time when theatre in Malaysia, Malay theatre especially, was following the abstract route, especially with Dinsman and so on. And Syed also felt that, I shall endeavour, I shall try, but failed miserably, because that was not his cup of tea. You know, like he did Desaria, for instance. It was like, again, talking about the modern Malay, perhaps, Desaria. Yeah? Tapi, we cannot figure out what he was really trying to say. And he worked very closely with his very good friend, Syed Ahmad Jamal, the artist. And that's another thing that Syed believes in. Syed kan, if you are a friend, he will support you and he will make use of your capabilities as well. So Syed Ahmad Jamal was his set designer where have you seen in those days? Of course, now we use Bayu Utomo as a set designer as well, but this is very many years after the lives of Said and Said Ahmad Jamal. But this is the man, you see. This is the man who believes in what you can do with him. And he goes with it. Doesn't matter whether people criticize or not. Doesn't matter whether one understands Said Ahmad Jamal's set or not. It doesn't matter. He believes in it. And he will go along with it. And that's the strength of that person. And yes, he does have, he surrounds himself with, as I said earlier, the clever people of that generation, like Kedas and Rahim and Osman Awang as well, the late Osman Awang. And whether they exchange ideas and whether they take other people's ideas, whether he takes other people's ideas and put them all together, I'm not so sure if that was the way, because I believe Said is his own individual person.
For this production, this tribute, you are doing three plays, Alang Rentak Seribu, Tok Perak, and now you call the last one Going North as opposed to Menunju Utara. Does that mean it will be performed in English?
No, in Malay, all in Malay. Yeah. So three plays that selected is, I think, very good to show that the theme, what Said Ali tried to say about. So I choose three different plays. So Alang Tak Seribu is about Alang in kampung man who try to solve the problem when the group or troop from city try to do shooting in his kampung. So and then Menuju Utara is about boys and yeah. So and then about Tok Perak is very medicine man from Perak, and they try to sell Malay medicine to people, and then they travel from place to place, and then they have conflict in the kampung.
When you did it in UM, did you do all these three plays in the same order and in the same style?
Yeah, but actually I do a style of a forum theatre. So I just take a segment and then discuss during the performance with the audience.
In other words, what we are going to see, we are not going to see the whole play. We are going to see excerpts from the play, and you're going to present it in the style of forum theatre.
Yes.
Folks here might not understand what forum theatre is. What is forum theatre?
Okay. Forum theatre.
He created it himself.
Well, it's an Augusto Boal's kind of theatre of the press, which has that kind of a form
to. It's probably something that maybe a long, long, long time ago of the days of Shakespeare, where the audience is able to interact with the cast on stage, which I find very exciting. I mean, like if you see Kabuki, for instance, you will hear the audience reacting to the actors on stage. But this clever person who, I mean, Rosdin, who has also studied for his doctorate in performing arts, in theatre, he has brought this, which is a fresh new look, fresh because it has lost somewhere along the way. He's brought it to his students to understand Said Alwi's writing even more.
So when we come to see this show, what will happen? I know it's taking place in Pentas too. Are we going to be seated in the round? Are we going to just do very much the proscenium approach?
There's a surprise element. Yeah, but the audience have to prepare. One of the they will be chosen to act. To act.
Not volunteers. You are going to be choosing members of the audience to come on stage.
There's a technique actually. So the first part of the play, I think we have to mingle around with the audience to make sure audience very comfortable to act, to be in the play actually. I want to make sure the audience comfortable with the actor, and then that's why we try to start in front of the door before the audience come in. So they have play while the audience waits before the performance. So I do one segment in Tok Perak. So one actor will perform before the show start.
In the lobby.
In the lobby, yeah. So make sure who is the audience, to make sure the audience comfortable, and then to make sure audience know this is the style.
What is gained by doing the play in this style as opposed to doing the full fledged play?
Actually, I've researched in traditional Malay theatre, Bangsawan, Mak Yong, and then my research actually in Bali. I know about the traditional play. I try to apply the traditional technique in contemporary style. So audience is very important in traditional. So they have choice. They have their own way to appreciate the performance during the performance. So that's my style actually. So application from the traditional theatre technique.
Can I ask the question whether you learned anything of this from Syed Alwi's writing?
No. But I try to, because I act also in Alang Letak Seribu, so I'm very touched with Syed Alwi works. So this is my way to appreciate somebody, use the traditional technique in the contemporary style, something like that.
I like what I saw that Rosdin did a few years back at University Malaya, because I thought that he brought the play to the audiences who were mainly university students then. Because Syed Alwi's plays, if you watch it from beginning to end, a full length play is not the easiest of it's like watching a classic. It's like watching a Shakespearean piece of writing. It is not the easiest piece of writing to maybe appreciate in its entirety. So this way you bring the audience closer to the writer, and God willing, the audiences will grow to love and appreciate and understand the writing, and then will carry on to read further.
And then you do the full-fledged play.
Yes, the full-fledged play of Syed Alwi is still being used, actually, and should always be used. And Syed also, the reason I asked Rosdin that question is because Syed also believes in having a play within a play in some of his writing. For instance, that Tok Perak thing, that Tok Perak himself is an actor. You know, what he does is to act out the selling of medicine. And that Alang as well is a person who understands his skills at trying to coordinate a show that comes to his kampung. Kan?
Yeah.
It's like you will not feel out of place.
He lays bare the theatre at the same time he tells a story.
Yeah, I suppose. Well put, Sunhae.
I've been talking to Farid American producer and Rosdin Subo, director of tribute to Dato' Syed Alwi. This production will take place in Pentas 2, KL Pak. It starts on Thursday, December 27th and will run through to Sunday, December 29th at 8:30 p.m. And the last performance is on Sunday, December 30th at 3 p.m. Tickets are priced at 60 with concessions at 50. Student groups can get 11 tickets for the price of 10. This is Front Row on the Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9. And thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.